On the week two of the Memorial Day Conference messages, knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians.
Amen.
So, I feel like we really need to be open to the Lord. As some of these verses we probably are very familiar, right? Especially in the Lord's recovery. But we really want the Lord to really to give us a fresh revelation. We just, be fully open to Him and really unveil us so that we can actually see more of this. Amen. How about we, saints, if you have the morning revival, we can turn to page 24. Let's read the title together.
Amen.
Amen.
Learning the secret of doing all things in Christ as the empowering one for us to live Christ and by Christ and gain Christ for His glory in the church.
Amen. Amen. This is a long title, but I just want to break it down. So actually there are two burdens here.
Yes.
Right? First is learning, right?
Amen.
Learning what? The secret of doing all things in Christ as the empowering one, right? And the next burden is so that we can live Christ, magnify Christ, and gain Christ for His glory in the church.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to be a learner, right? Let's all humble before the Lord, right? Really learn from this pattern, the pattern of the Apostle Paul, who really lived Christ and magnified Christ. We also can learn the secret. So how about we turn to our day one, Philippians 4:11-13. Maybe we can all read together. Amen. I have learned in whatever circumstances I am to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. Amen. Yes, amen. Oh, I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me.
Amen.
Amen. And I have learned the secret. Amen. So here, this word secret was actually brought out, right? This is the title. So Paul, regardless of the circumstances that he was in, he can be content, right? Whether he's, abound or whether he is abased, whether he's in prison or whether he's free, right? He is always the one, right? He can always be content, be enjoying Christ. I believe this is probably a lot of aspiration for, an aspiration for a lot of Christians, right? You know, if we could really be just like Paul, right? And be content in all kinds of circumstances, all kinds of situations, right? You know, what kind of life would this be, right? You can say this is the overcoming life, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So here we really need to learn the secret. Amen. So actually Roman numeral 2 really brought this out point, right? So Paul was the pattern that he actually really learned the secret to do all things in Christ as the empowering one. But we, right? So he's a pattern, but he's not just, right? The Lord does not just want to gain Paul. He wants to gain all of us, right? So we need to be the learner, right? How about we read the Roman numeral 2 in the outlines?
The believers
are disciples, learners who are learning the secret, which is to learn Christ as the reality in Jesus by allowing the Spirit of reality to guide them into all the reality of the actual conditions of the life of Jesus as recorded in the four Gospels, a life in which Jesus did everything in glory with God, God and for God. God was in His living and He was one with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here we really see that, Paul was the first, I wouldn't say he's the first one, but he was the pattern that he really lived out the Lord while he was on the earth. He really lived out the the reality which is in Jesus. So here it actually, this point actually points out, how do we really learn, right? How do we really enter into the reality? We probably hear a lot, right? We actually read a lot, but then how do we enter? So we enter it through what? The spirit of reality.
Amen.
Amen. Actually, the spirit of reality brought all these reality, will bring all these realities to us, right? Just, the Lord Jesus has spoken to his disciples. So we are actually his disciples, but we are also the learners to really learn to live a life which is Jesus that lived on the earth, right? We all talked about, in many messages, right? We talked about we wanted to duplicate the life that Jesus lived on the earth.
Amen.
Amen. But how do we live that life, right? And this is the living is not by other things. Yes, the Bible did teach us, say, we need to imitate Christ, right? But then, we cannot just imitate him in our form, right? A monkey can never imitate a person, right? We have to have the life. And the life is in us. And the life now is actually through the life-giving spirit, through the spirit of reality, to in every situation, right? Just as Paul wrote in the Philippians. So, Roman numeral 3 actually brought out this the secret here, right? How about let's all together read the Roman numeral 3 together. The secret in Philippians 4 is to do all things in Christ as the one who empowers us. Amen. Secret is to do all things in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing is small, right? And a lot of times we probably tend to do things big, right, in Christ. Oh Lord, I don't know how to do this, right? Lord, help me, right? But what about the small things, right? Even go shopping, right? Taking care of our daily chores. Do we do it in Christ, right? A lot of times I have to say, I'm not doing things in Christ. I just like jump right into myself, right? Doing the things, especially like during my,